This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever gone to the grocery store for like one thing and come out with like three bags in your hand?
You know, the worst thing I can do is go to a grocery store or go to Costco hungry because everything looks good. And then you end up buying 10 times what you normally would. And then you get it all home and you're like, what was I thinking?
That's exactly what happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
So, Tammy, random question. Are you ever more ravenous than you are when we get done with our show in the morning?
I am if I haven't brought anything to eat, yes.
I don't know what it is about that time. Maybe it's just because we're done working.
Well, yeah, maybe, and you've been awake lunchtime, for hours.
Lunchtime for us as opposed to breakfast time for you. I could eat an entire prime rib when we get off the air.
Well, you could eat that anyway.
Maybe.
It's prime rib.
I don't want to brag, but she's right. I'm a tremendous meat glutton.
A little horseradish sauce.
Nothing little about it. Anyway, I was driving home yesterday, and I had Roger, the young man, dog now with me.
Okay.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
I'm going back to Roger the puppy.
Yeah.
You know what, whatever. Anyway, I got Roger the puppy with me, and I was driving by this little Italian deli market we have in Carlsbad Village called Pronto's.
Okay.
It's awesome. If you know, you know. And they sell these cookies there that are like chocolate toffee pieces of the most addictive food you've ever had in your life. They're so fabulous.
And you're not typically more the sweets guy. You're typically more the savory guy.
100%. My girlfriend, Sam, loves these cookies.
Okay.
And you got to get there pretty quickly when they're out because they go very quickly.
Okay.
And when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
So it was early enough. I'm thinking, let's go see. I'll walk Roger in there, maybe get him a little doggy treat and get one cookie for Sam. So I'm getting the cookie and all of a sudden I'm like,
looks so good.
I think I'll take a couple of those tri-tip dinners for tonight. So I grab a couple of those. One cookie, two tri-tip dinners. You know what? I'll take also, give me about a 3/4 of a pound of mortadella too. That's okay. Fine. Thank you. Get that. Oh, you know what? Those fresh olives look really good. Oh. They just scooping them out right. Give me a half quarter. I'll take a baguette too. That's great.
Mm.
Two bags of food for one cookie.
$80. Yes, I know.
Very expensive cookie.
I know. It's a good deli, costs money, and the food is worth it. What they bring to the table, you will pay for it because it's worth it.
Well, I get home and Sam's like, I don't mean to be disrespectful or judgmental, but are you high? A cookie, olives, lunch meat, tri-tip dinners, baguettes. Could this be more of a good? I'm like, I was so hungry, and they had the bread. It was smelled so good, and she's like, thanks for the cookie, I guess.
Yeah.
But
the same thing. I can't go into Mona Lisa Deli in Little Italy.
Don't even
ever
get me started on that.
And
one.
Just get one thing. I mean, it's a rule in our house. If we're picking you up from the airport, we always have to stop at Mona Lisa Deli to get their subs because they're the best in the world. I just love them. And, of course, you're waiting while they're making it, and you're looking around. Oh, yeah, fresh mozzarella. Oh, I want some of that. I took one of our mutual friends, our weekend warrior, Mark. His wife, Colleen, had never been to Mona Lisa Deli before. Next thing you know, she's got a whole basket full of stuff. She's like, look at this pasta. It's amazing. It's from Italy. I can't wait to try it.
I didn't even know I wanted it until I had to wait 7 minutes for my sandwich.
I know. I love it.
I'm going to dole out some life advice for you. Don't ever go to the grocery store hungry.
Yes.